Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
All right, so today was a nice, very long, productive day. Put a bunch of new stuff up, listing, and did all my orders, sold some big stuff. And then I ran into an issue later on, midday. I called the buyer's 911 message. So we'll talk about that. Just things. Basically, I try to do everything I can to get you what you need as quickly as possible in the best condition that I can find. However, these are old systems, not 3D printing new parts at all. So if there's certain things that are inside systems that get worn. So we'll do more on this issue. I'm sure I'm going to get a negative feedback about it, because these days I don't tend to handle things as good as I used to, just because it was a heat sink that's been inside of a original Xbox 360. Most of the heat sinks are usually in the ones I sell. I got tons of videos showing me pulling the heat sinks off of these. And they're rough inside. They're always... heat sinks are not meant to be pretty. Their only job is to take on the heat and the wear and tear of, say, a 2006 Xbox 360. So, and the ones that this buyer complained about is... usually I can hardly ever find them. They're really hard to find. And they're basically meant to put the original ones back in and replace the bolt mod. That's it. That's all there is. For a few bucks. So anyway, it's getting returned, and we'll see how that all plays out. But so I kind of bummed out my day. The day was going really good, too. Besides having to... I told him just to return it. And it's already being returned. And when it comes back, we'll talk about it. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to do some more. I got a few more now because they're really hard to find. It's my best heat sink set that I make sure I have so buyers can buy them. And I've never had a problem before. But again, they're not pretty. A lot of them are not pretty inside. But I cleaned it up as much as I could before I shipped it. But it just wasn't good enough. And of course, the buyer always zooms in on that one spot. The one fin or two that had a little wear on it, as opposed to showing the two heat sink sets I shipped them as a set that was in best shape that I could find. They're really hard to get to. I only have a couple left now. Tomorrow we'll pull some all, show what they look like as you pull them. Anytime you go inside of a system, and I've been in hundreds and hundreds of systems, actually thousands of systems, it's always dusty, dirty, often bugged. But this wasn't bugged or anything, it was just worn. So you gotta expect that. Alright, so we're gonna go find something to do for chat. I did a fun little thing with about Xbox Ones earlier with my buddy Zippy. Really interested in the advancements in terabytes to petabytes, which is a significant upgrade. And then there's a Zeta Byte, and there's an Exabyte, and then there's a Yodabyte. So many, many years away for all those. But Petabyte would be the next one. But even that's going to be a few years away. So I'm very fascinated by where you get that storage from. Because you got to put it somewhere. It's got to go. It's got to keep going micro inside of a micro, right? So where does it come from? Where do you put it all? They're very interesting. Big companies use those petabytes now. She said they're using some of the other stuff too, the zetabytes or the exabytes, one of them. So it's TB for terabyte, PB for exabyte, and I think it's an XB, and then there's a ZB and a YB, I think. All right, so now I want to do a story about overcoming. So I do my two stories a night now. Obstacles. So I type in a little idea, obstacles. Overcoming obstacles in the winter. What has troubles in the winter? I like doing animals, so it's kind of an animal theme. So story about overcoming obstacles in the winter. I did birds already, so four. What has trouble hiding for beer? We'll do it for beer. Yeah. Overcome obstacles for beer. In the winter, once upon a time, in the heart of a snow-covered forest, lived a young bear named Bramble. Bramble was no ordinary bear. Oh, I'm digging this one already. I'll make sure it's working. Okay. He was curious, clever, and full of determination. While most bears would be fast asleep in their cozy dens during the cold, harsh winter, Bramble found himself in an unusual predicament. His den had collapsed under the weight of the heavy snow, and now he needed to find shelter and food to survive. The search for shelter. The forest was a winter wonderland, but to Bramble, it felt like a maze of icy challenges. The snow was deep. The cold wind howled through the trees, making it hard to see or hear. Bramble trudged on, his thick fur barely keeping him warm. He remembered the stories his mother had told him about how the old hollow tree near the frozen river, a tree so big it could fit a bear inside. With renewed hope, Bramble set out towards the river. Along the way, he encountered fallen branches blocking his path and slippery patches of ice that sent them tumbling more than once. But Bramble was determined. He used his strong claws to clear the branches and his sharp mind to find steady footing on the ice. The Hungry Wolf Pack. As Bramble neared the frozen river, he caught a scent that made his stomach grumble. Berries. He followed the smell and discovered a bush heavy with winter berries. Just as he was about to eat, a low growl stopped him in his tracks. A pack of wolves emerged from the shadows, their eyes gleaming hungrily. Bramble knew he could not run them on this icy ground, as he needed a plan. So he needed a plan. He grabbed a branch and used it to sweep the berries away from himself, scattering them across the snow. The wolves, distracted by the easy meal, pounced on the berries, giving Bramble time needed to escape. The frozen river. When Bramble finally reached the frozen river, he found the hollow tree. It was as grand as the stories had said, with a wide opening and a snug interior. But there was a problem. The entrance was half buried in snow and ice. Bramble clawed at the frozen barrier, his muscles aching from his effort. Just when he thought he couldn't dig anymore, he remembered his mother's advice. When the mountain is too high, climb around it. Taking her words to heart, Bramble used a full branch to chip away at the ice instead of trying to dig through it. Bit by bit, the entrance cleared. At last, Bramble squeezed inside, curling up in the warmth of his new temporary home. Lessons learned. The rest of the winter passed slowly, but safely for Bramble. The hollow tree provided shelter, and Bramble found ways to gather food and stay warm, even on the coldest nights. He learned the value of persistence and quick thinking, and when spring finally arrived, he emerged stronger and wiser. Bramble's story spread through the forest, inspiring other animals to face their challenges with courage and determination. And from that winter on, Bramble was known as the bear who turned every obstacle into an opportunity. The end. It's amazing how fast my zipping can put a really cool story like that. That was pretty cool. I like that one. Let's see what else we can do. So we're going to go sticking with the overcoming obstacles. Let's go. Finding a way. Back. Finding a way back. Let's see. I'll be thinking for a second here. Where am I at? I try to do like 20 minutes. So I'm at like 11. So we'll do one more story. I'd really like to keep the animal theme going. That's true. A fish yesterday in the water. How about a beaver? Beaver loses his way in a flood. I'll just go. Beaver loses his way in his. The beaver loses his way in a flood. Let's see what it comes up with. All right, the tale of Benny the Beaver. That's awesome. Deep in the heart of Lush Valley, a beaver named Benny lived happily by the river. Benny was an expert builder, famous for his sturdy dams that created perfect ponds with his beaver family. Benny's world changed one fateful spring when heavy rain swelled the river into a roaring flood. The storm arrived suddenly, the winds howling and rain pouring down in torrents. Benny's family huddled in their lodge, safe and dry, while the water rose higher and higher. But in the late night, a powerful surge of water broke through the dam. Benny jumped into action, determined to assess the damage. "I'll fix the dam and be right back," Benny called to his family as he swam into the swirling current. But the flood was stronger than he expected. A massive wave tore him from the dam, sweeping him downstream, lost in the rapids. When the storm subsided, Benny found himself far from home, stranded in an unfamiliar part of the valley. The water had carried him miles away, to a dense forest where the river split into countless channels, his lodge and his family nowhere in sight. Benny felt a peg of fear. The flood had washed away all the landmarks he relied on to navigate. The once familiar riverbanks were now chaotic and unorganized. I have to find my way back, Benny said to himself. But how? As Benny wandered through the muddy banks, he came across a family of otters playing in the pond, calm pool. They noticed him, his distress expression, and swarm over. You look lost, the eldest otter said. I am, Benny admitted. The flood carried me from my home when I don't know how to go back. The otters conferred amongst themselves. We know this way. We know this part of the river well, said one of them. We'll help you find your way. Navigating the unknown, with the otters guiding him, Benny began to journey upward, upriver. The path was not easy. They had to navigate fallen trees, debris, and swift current. Along the way, Benny used his building skills to create makeshift bridges and safe crossings. When they reached a fork in the river, Benny felt overwhelmed. Which way do I go? Trust the current, the oldest otter advised. The main river always flows deeper and stronger. Benny observed the water carefully and noticed the slight difference in flow between the channels. He chose the path with the strongest current, and the otters nodded in approval. Finding home. As Benny paddled onward, the landscape began to look familiar. He organized a cluster of willow trees and the bend in the river where he had gathered branches. His heart soared. Finally, Benny spotted his lodge. Still standing strong despite the flood destruction, his family rushed out to greet him, their faces filled with relief and joy. Lessons from the flood. That night, as they rebuilt their dam together, Benny shared the story of his journey. He told his family about the otter's kindness, his determination to preserve the river, and the importance of staying calm in the face of uncertainty. From then on, Benny was known not just as a great builder, but also as a beaver who could find his way, no matter how strong the storm. When the other animals in the valleys faced challenges, they turned to Benny for guidance, knowing he would always help them find their path. The end. Oh, those are two good stories. I like keeping the animal theme, though. But we'll mix it up, though. Yesterday I did a fish, and what else did I do yesterday? So those are my two stories for the night. So let's see where we're at now. So I try to keep things inspirational and about going forward and all that. Try to keep that theme going as much as I can, even for my own times where things get difficult. You try to do as much as possible to do everything right, and still things blow up in your face for whatever reason. It just happens. Nothing you can really do about it. You just try to make the most of it. So I guess that'll be it for tonight. Tomorrow we'll do some Groundhog Day in the morning, see what tomorrow brings. And we'll discuss the whole heat sink debacle. It's crazy. You've been talking about a heat sink. It's really crazy. Again, it's a 911 emergency I got for a message. Like, the whole world was collapsing because my heat sink had a little bit of grud in some of the grills. It's craziness. So tomorrow we'll talk about that. I got three more to pull. They're really hard to find, so I've got to pull more. Show what they look like. You can see the insides of what most systems look like and how bad they can be. And I use a wire brush, so I cleaned it as much as I could. Wire brushed it, but again, they were intact, and it's just supposed to replace bolt mods. Again, we're talking about the 360 heat sinks. So that kind of ends my night for the night. So I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night.